The Real Memory Lane by Evandra Magellan. In the annals of interpretation, few names shine as brightly as André Kamenker, savant, trailblazer, and linchpin in the world of international communication. Kamenker's life was a testament to the art and science of language, a craft he mastered with a blend of genius and unmatched techniques. Born on July 18, 1888, in Saint-Gratien, France, his remarkable career spanned the tumultuous first half of the 20th century, marked by both world wars and the rise of international diplomacy. He passed away on February 12, 1961, in Neuilly-sur-Seine, leaving behind a legacy that continues to inspire interpreters worldwide. Known for his prodigious memory, he was said to possess an uncanny ability to recite a full hour of interpretation without notes, never missing a word. This feat alone would have set him apart from his peers, but wait until you hear how he did it. Picture the man sitting in a bustling conference room, listening intently to a speech. To the untrained eye, he might appear to be simply taking in the words. However, inside his mind, a complex process is afoot. He visualized himself walking down a familiar street in his hometown, each window and storefront representing a segment of the speech. He anchored each thought or phrase to a specific detail he saw along this mental journey. When it was his turn to speak, he simply revisited this imaginary stroll, retracing his own steps to recall and relay the speech with impeccable accuracy. It was a cognitive marvel, an actual stroll down memory lane. In 1934, Kamenker's skills were put to the test during one of the most significant moments of his career. He was tasked with interpreting a speech by Adolf Hitler at the Zeppelin Field in Nuremberg, Germany, translating from German into French over the radio. This was no ordinary assignment. Rendering a speech simultaneously, as it came, had never been attempted before. It required not only linguistic precision, but also an industrial dose of self-confidence and mental fortitude. His flawless execution of this daunting task solidified his reputation as one of the most illustrious interpreters of his time. Kamenker's career highlights the evolving role of interpreters in both war and peace. During an era marked by rapid political changes and global conflicts, interpreters like him were indispensable. They not only bridged language barriers, but also facilitated crucial dialogues that shaped the course of history. Of course, Kamenker's contributions were not limited to such high-stakes scenarios in the limelight, as is the case with us mere mortal interpreters. His daily work involved a routine, yet no less critical, task of ensuring clear communication in a variety of contexts. Whether interpreting diplomatic negotiations or translating complex legal documents, his meticulous approach and extraordinary memory were always at the forefront. Other members of Kamenker's family were equally notable. His daughter, Simone Signoret, was a renowned actress who left an indelible mark on French cinema. His relative Roger Kamenker followed in his footsteps, serving as an English interpreter at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. This continuity of linguistic prowess within the family underscores the enduring impact of his work. What set him apart was not just his technical skill, but also his innovative approach to interpretation. His method of using mental imagery to anchor and recall information was ahead of its time, prefiguring modern memory techniques used in various fields today. This inventive spirit, combined with his natural linguistic talent, made him a pioneer in the field of interpretation. That did not make him immune to the pressures of the day, though. While he was an observer at the Nuremberg trials in 1945, and despite having blazed the trails of simultaneous interpretation more than 10 years earlier in the same city of Nuremberg, he fiercely opposed the new system. Part of his resistance may have had to do with interpreters being pushed to the back of the room into an aquarium, away from the limelight and off the stage on which they used to literally rub shoulders with the powers that be. For a personality as solar as his, being confined to a dim, poorly ventilated booth at the back of a conference hall, away from view, may have been too much to take in one pass. Yet his legacy persists in the standards for excellence that he set for himself, and in so doing he inspired generations of interpreters beyond his time. The path laid by Kamenker continues to illuminate the way forward, making him perhaps the greatest role model to anyone connected with the cause of multilingual communications. This article was written by Evandra Magellan. a conference interpreter, former chief interpreter in the United Nations system, interpreter trainer, and language technology advocate. He is a TEDx speaker and the author of 3 books, including The Language Game. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 228, May 2024,